Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Sunbird Sports Show. Paul Metters is out calling some high school basketball. So if you're familiar with Fresno Pacific, you probably know me, Eric Bentley, Facilities and Event Operations Coordinator. I've also hopped on a broadcast a time or two. Excited to be with you. We've got a fun show coming up. We're going to be talking track and field. That's right. They're getting ready to compete in the Sunbird Invitational this weekend. We will talk to head coach Robert Foster, as well as student athletes Jackson Paramo, Gianna Menchu, Bo Olson, and Shamar Palmer. So a really fun show. We're going to talk some track coming up. But before we get there, we got to give you a recap of last week's action. And it was a jam-packed action, full of action across the sports. So we'll start out with tennis this past week, as both teams were in action against Jessup and Westmont. Against Jessup, both teams got the win. Margarita Munoz, Haley Faraday, and Malia Mitchell got singles wins in that 4-0 victory. Against Westmont, the Sunbird women fell in a close one, 4-3. The men, meanwhile, got wins in both matches by a combined score of 11-0. Among the match winners was our very own Pablo Zubieta, who was victorious against Jessup. The men's team won PacWest Team of the Week in back-to-back weeks. And earlier today, both teams were in action against Azusa Pacific. The Cougar women ranked 21st and their men ranked 10th in the nation. Unfortunately for the Sunbirds, the women team fell in that one. And just a couple of minutes ago, we got the men's final score. Men fell in 7 to the 10th ranked Cougars. And it was a rough week for baseball as well. Sunbirds came into the week ranked 9th, and they were victims of a 4-game sweep at the hands of Jessup, losing a pair of really close games on the road Saturday, 2-0 and 4-1, before coming back home and falling to the Warriors 3-2 and 9-8 in the games of that doubleheader. Trent Maloney, Austin Kappas, and Roman Rosales all stood out at the plate despite the defeats. And in Game 3, former guest Connor Simone made another really good start, held the Warriors scoreless through 5 innings before surrendering his first runs of the season. Women's water polo was in the pool for 3 games, taking down University of Redlands 20-11 and UC Merced 22-6, but falling to their nationally ranked neighbors Fresno State 23-6. Against Merced, last week's guest, the Benson and Cook sisters, combined for 13 goals, and goalkeepers Katie Whittingham and Felipe Avelina combined to make 10 saves for the Sunbirds against the Bulldogs. Staying in the pool, the swim team was in LA for the PCSC Conference Championships. The men's team placed 3rd, and the women came in eighth, off of dozens of top performances. Sophomore Rasmus Hansen was named Swimmer of the Meet and qualified for the NCAA Championships next month. Former guest Max Pachile, along with Jackson Calloway, Martin Beatveet, Neil Moss, and James Robinson, were among the podium finishers for FPU. Now moving inside women's hoops, the Sunbirds fell to Menlo 77-60 on Friday, but Kerman High's Bree Hurt had 15 points for the Sunbirds in the loss. And last night, the Sunbirds took down Hawaii Pacific in a thriller 50-46. Anissa Rillo and Clovis High's Jasmine Hugh both put up 10 points apiece. The win clinched the Sunbirds' berth in the PacWest Championship Tournament next month at Dominican, their 7th trip in 8 years. So congratulations to Coach Tim Beauregard and company for making it to the postseason. The men also played Menlo and Hawaii Pacific, winning both games to make it 3 in a row and 7 victories in their last 8. Over their last 12 games, the Sunbird men have catapulted up the PacWest standings from dead last to 5th, where they currently sit with 1 game remaining in the regular season. In the 78-70 win against Menlo, Isaac Peralta put up 20 points, and Aussie big man Harrison Panisi dominated the paint with 12 points and 3 rebounds. Also, Memorial High's Jonah Garone had a perfect shooting night that night with 13 points. Against Hawaii Pacific, it was a little bit closer, but the Sunbirds got the victory 65-62. Peralta had another 20-point performance, and senior Rias Vang from Clovis West was stellar on senior night, dropping 10 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. And finally, in track and field, the Sunbirds were in Seattle for the University of Washington Husky Classic. Brianna Green matched her own school record of 8.47 to win the 60-meter hurdles, and Selma High's Malachi Carrasco won the high jump to highlight day one. On day two, Nydia Chance won the 60-meter dash, and Shamar Palmer, who we'll talk to in just a minute, was victorious in the 400. The men's 4x400 relay team, made up of Damian Smith, Xavier Cook, Shamar Palmer, and Bo Olson, also came home with a win. So again, like I said, a pretty full action last week for the Sunbirds. We got you all caught up now, so we'll take a quick break, and then we'll bring in Coach Robert Foster. We'll probably bring in Shamar Palmer and Bo Olson as well to get some insight on the Sunbirds track and field team as they get ready for the Sunbird Invitational coming up this week. We'll have that all when we come back next on the Sunbird Sports Show.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Sunbird Sports Show moves along here on a Wednesday afternoon, or evening, I guess I should say. We're talking Fresno Pacific track and field as they get ready to host the Sunbird Invitational this weekend. We've got a couple of people here in the studio. We are, though, crowded around one mic, so we're going to have to, you know, play microphone musical chairs, maybe get people moving around, but we'll make it work. First off, we're going to start with head coach Robert Foster, who joins us. Coach, obviously, thank you for being here. Glad to have you here. Before we get into, you know, Fresno Pacific and everything, let's give the folks a background a little bit about yourself. From Jamaica, went to Fresno State. Tell us a little bit about life for you before you came to Fresno Pacific.
Well, like you said, born in Jamaica. Well, I'm going to give you the short and skinny, a little bit short and skinny. Born in Jamaica, went to New York, high school, came out to California and went to Fresno State, graduated Fresno State, moved back to Michigan for about 6 years and kind of fell into coaching, knew that I loved coaching. After Fresno State, I competed professionally in a couple of Olympics and World Championships, and then came back to Fresno and coached under Bob Fraley, volunteered for a year. He asked me to come out and did that and found out that loved doing it. And from there, went to Fresno Pacific under Gary Bluth. And from there, Ray Winter. And been at Fresno Pacific for, this will be my 10th year. Let's see, assistant coach for roughly 9 years. And then this year is my first stint at head coach.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about that first stint as head coach. Obviously, you've been around, like you said, for 10 years, but a very different role this year. What's that been like for you to have to kind of readjust, you know, your how you go about your day maybe?
Well, let me say, you don't know what you don't know. So it's, you know, it's on the job learning. A lot of things I know, I can, the coaching aspect and just the organization part of it, you know, it's just, I've been doing that. The dealing with admin and scholarships and trying to manage budgets and done the recruiting portion and just been involved in that. Ray and I have, you know, built the program from 36 to now over 80 athletes. So Ray has included me in a lot of that. So I was familiar with that. So stepping into the role, you know, it's been fairly easy. Like I said, you don't know what you don't know, and things come up, and oh, okay, yeah, so I need to do that. But it's been fun. I am, you know, I'm pretty easygoing, so it's been okay.
We'll see if these guys have say that you're easygoing as well when they get their turn on the microphone. Right. Dodgers kid, but. Obviously, pretty easy, or I say easy maybe, but to come into a role as head coach with a team that is picking up, you know, kind of where they left off last year. You know, both teams ranked top 15 nationally. What's it been like as far as yourself being able to be head coach in a team that is, you know, kind of already has the wheels rolling, so to speak?
Right. Well, I said easy. I said I'm easy going, not that it's easy. Well, we've been, you know, we've been building, like I said, the program for quite some time now. And these athletes, you know, they just allow me to do what I do, and they buy in. And so that's been the results that you see now. It's definitely not me, it's them and the buy-in and allowing me to just, and the other coaches, to do what we do best and coach and develop. And you're just seeing the results of that. So
something that I've noticed, through my time working at Fresno Pacific is track and field. When you guys are out there, you guys tend to, you know, just kind of get out there and go about your business. Mm-hmm. Is that a mindset that you guys have kind of preached program-wide?
Absolutely. For all of us coaches, we preach daily, you know, come out with a business approach. We step out there on the track for practice, for the weight room, for competition. You come out with that business mindset that, look, I'm here to do this thing, and while we're doing it, we're exhibiting Christ, and we just, you know, we're growing mind, body, and spirit.
So you'll have an opportunity to show that, rather, Sunbird Invitational coming up this week, obviously a home meet. Tell us a little bit about this event, maybe for those that don't necessarily know, kind of what to expect and, you know, why they should come out.
All right. So it's a track meet. This year it's doubled in size. So we have roughly almost 1,000 athletes that will be coming out from all over, Stan State, Fresno State. Some junior colleges will be coming down, COS, all the way from LA to compete. The meet has gotten better over the years, so the meet is growing. And yeah, come out and check us out, support.
And also later on at the end of April, also hosting the PacWest Championships here in Fresno. Obviously, that's not something that happens every year. The Sunbird Invitational is there maybe a little bit, not necessarily more emphasis, but looking at it a little bit differently, knowing that come April, you're going to be back in this same exact spot, but right, competing for the PacWest Championships.
Correct. The good fortune is that we're hosting. We train on the track every day, so we know the track. It's a brand new binding track, fast. So hosting conference is a big deal. We want to be champions. You know, that's our goal, to be champions and do it in a manner that's pleasing and, you know, with humility and still kick some butt.
All right, yeah. Coach, don't go too far. We'll keep you in the room. Bo, we'll bring you over. Bo Olson, PacWest Track Freshman of the Year. You're a local athlete out of Buchanan. Tell us a little bit about what brought you to Fresno Pacific.
Yeah, it was actually it's definitely been a journey to try and figure out where I wanted to go to college. That's definitely something that we try to strive for going through high school. And that was actually something that my dad always kind of instilled in me. He always wanted me to kind of go to Fresno Pacific, and my family always wanted me to stay local. So that was always the end goal, and I'm thankful that I ended up here.
So PacWest Freshman of the Year in 2022, what was it like for you to kind of come on the scene and make an impact the way that you did?
Yeah, 2022, it was kind of like the first swing of things again after COVID. I was able to come in and had really good people to look up to. We had a really great team to where it started off really well in cross country to where we were able to go to nationals, and we had a really great squad for that. And it just kind of led into track as well, and just kind of kept the momentum going, and then, just continue there.
So you brought up cross country. Obviously, you're a dual athlete in cross country as well. There's a few of you guys on the team, if I'm not mistaken, who do both. What's that like as far as training goes? To go, you know, cross country. You know, I'm looking at, you know, what you've run. 4x400 as well. That's not necessarily a distance.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about your style, you know, per se.
Yeah, it's definitely something that over the years has changed a little bit, and the approach has definitely been different. You know, we do cross country to try and build the base and just get everything ready for track season. So cross country, you know, these last few years have been something that we wanted to do really well in, but it was also a building step for track and field. And yeah, we have a lot of athletes that do that because it's just a great way of just building throughout the off season of track, but to also do and set yourself up really well for track as well.
So you're in the top 10 as I'm looking. You're in Fresno Pacific's top 10 for the distance medley relay records. You've got a couple of them. Sorry, I'm getting confused with my notes here. Is that something that you personally kind of strive for, is records, or do you just want to be better than you were previously?
I kind of just go into a day by day just by just being the person who I was yesterday. That's all I care about. And as long as I am, you know, building myself better to, you know, allow our team to do better, that's all that matters to me. And yeah, just going in every day and just making sure that, you know, yesterday, you know, I might have been at one point, but I want to just better that self the following day.
So you also run relays with a guy who's in the room next to us, Shamar Palmer. We'll talk to him in just a second. But before we get to him, I want to hear from you what it's like running on a relay team with him.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a privilege, to say the least. You know, Shamar is somebody who's, you know, one of those athletes to where he's great. And it's awesome anytime you get to be on a team with somebody like that. And I'm very fortunate to be able to do something like that, just to be on the 4x400 team, just because I train just more mid-distance and not a lot of times to where, you know, I'm able to go on the 4x4, so I'm very fortunate. And we have a team that, you know, we all work really well together, and it's been a privilege for sure.
All right, Bo Olson, obviously hang close by. We'll bring in Shamar, though. Again, we got to move around the mic, so Shamar, come on up here. Shamar, you are the Fresno Pacific all-time leader in the 200-meter, the 400-meter, that 4x400 relay. I was asking Bo a little bit about what records mean to him. What do they mean to you?
Well, it means a lot to me. Breaking records is just fun. Like, I always want to be one of the best athletes I can be on the best stages, either world or in the States, going to nationals and stuff. So it's really fun. And to have my names beside a record for FPU or for the PacWest or Division II. So it's a great feeling.
So obviously, you know, following you along, you know, as someone who works at Fresno Pacific, you know, you're setting a lot of records, two-time All-American, reigning PacWest Track Athlete of the Year. For someone who has so much success as you do, what goes into your preparation, or how do you go about setting goals for yourself?
It's just a mindset thing, is a mental thing, to just go there, do the training, trust the training, trust the coach. And every day I go out on the track, I put my mind to just train hard. Even if the workload is hard, we have no easy days. I guess just one day of the week we get easy days. So it's just a mental thing. So I just put my mind to it, even though I'll just be like, oh, this is going to be hard today, really, this training, 300s. But I still go there with a mindset to finish the workout and just finish hard.
Okay, you said maybe one easy day, and then everybody else here in the room that we've already talked to, both Coach and Bo, were laughing. So we might have to rotate the microphone back around. Is there a backstory behind the one easy day comment?
Well, it's not really an easy boy. It's like a taper day. Like it's just a shakeout day. We have grass runs on the track, but that's the easiest day we're gonna get.
Coach, do you have a comment on that? Do we want to swing the mic over? Coach, do you have a comment on that?
No comment. You see the results.
Okay, so we'll leave it at that again. And I'll be fair, I asked Bo this question, so I gotta ask you too. Yeah. What's it like running those relay teams with a guy like Bo?
Well, it's, as Bo said, he's a mid-distance guy, and it's really fun to have him on the relay team. And me being on the second leg, most times I'm bringing the baton to him. So it's really fun to run with Bo, because Bo is a guy that I don't think he gets tired, really. He can run forever. But, yeah, it's really fun.
So tell us a little bit about what brought you to Fresno Pacific. I know Bo talked about it. I know Coach talked about it. What was it that brought you to FPU?
Well, coming out of Jamaica, I had a little injury that had me a little setback in my performance in freshman year. I wanted a little change to my training and stuff. So it's like a last minute thing when I first like phone Foster and start talking to Foster. It was just a really, really last minute thing. Like, I feel like I was just lucky to be here, and it's really a privilege to be here and being way better than I was in 2023. So I started here fall 2023, and I'm really glad I phoned here to build on my training and my PRs and my goals. So it's really been, I'm really happy to be here.
So what do you see yourself doing once you're done with Fresno Pacific? Obviously, is track something that you want to keep doing? I've got here, you were invited to the Jamaica's Olympic trials last summer. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. Track is something I want to do when I finish Fresno Pacific. I want to be one of the best athletes over 200 meters and 400 meters, even with the one, but I'm better at the 2 and 4. And in going to the trials, the Olympic trials last year, it was fun. It was, I'd say, kind of hard to make it on Olympic team. It's my first time, so it's a good experience, and this year I'm just looking forward to go back, and we have the world championship this year, and on Saturday I'll be opening up outdoor with my 400 meters. I'm trying to run a fast time to go to world indoors to prove to Jamaica that I'm ready and fit to compete, and that's my goal for right now, going out to the outdoor Parkwest Nationals beyond that trials for world championship. So I'm just taking it step by step. Saturday, I'm just looking forward to running 45 seconds and 20 points so I can be to show that I'm really ready to compete.
You do have a chance to catch Shamar and the rest of the team in action at the Sunbird Invitational this weekend. Again, like I mentioned just a moment ago, we are kind of sharing microphones. Format is going to be a little bit different. Normally, Pablo would come in at the end and kind of ask everybody some questions, Pablo Zubieta. But since we're kind of having to break things up, I'm going to ask you guys the question that was going to be at the end of the show. We're going to ask that right now. Today's questions came from the men's basketball team. I can see Shamar's looking at my computer screen, so he's cheating. He already knows his question, so I guess you might have an answer. It's Ryan Abbott is asking from the men's basketball teams, and I guess you kind of answered this question already, but what are your aspirations post-college?
You mean beyond college?
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess we kind of answered that in the previous questions, you know, what your aspirations are. So I guess we kind of answered Ryan's question there, unless you have anything else you'd like to add on.
I just want to be, as I said, I just want to be on the highest stage I can be in track to make it to the final of the world championship race, whether in 200 or 400 meters. I want to be seen. I want my name to be called out in Jamaica or the world, and breaking records, making moves. So it's one of the dreams to become one of the best athletes in track and field.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's definitely been fun watching you improve. Let's swing the microphone now over to Bo really quick. His question from men's basketball is from Gavin Sierra-Sony, and his question is, Bo, what is your hype song?
Ho. Oh, man.
This one's getting a good laugh from the room, too, so it must be a good one.
Yeah, I don't know if I have one in particular song. I think it just depends on the day and what I need to get dialed in. I think I like listening to anything kind of motivational right before, but, I mean, we can say maybe Travis Scott. Something Travis Scott.
Something Travis Scott? Okay, all right. We're going to take a quick break here on the Sunbird Sports Show. When we come back, we will bring in our other two student athletes who are in the studio with us to join us with Coach Robert Foster when we come back here on the Sunbird Sports Show.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
Back here on the Sunbird Sports Show, Eric Bentley filling in for Paul Metters. Today, we just finished talking a little bit earlier with Bo Olson and Shamar Palmer of Fresno Pacific Track and Field. Also, we still do have head coach Robert Foster in here, but we're not going to start with him. We've got two new student athletes here in the studio. We're going to start with a freshman, Gianna Menchu. They were asking who was going to go first between you and your teammate, Jackson Promo, in here. You said that you wanted to go first. Are you excited to be on the radio show?
Yes, I am very excited to be here.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what brought you to Fresno Pacific. You're from Liberty High School in Madera Rancho, so obviously not too far away. But yes. What was it about FPU that made you come here?
Well, I was just really impressed on my visit with the community that is at FPU. I just felt a support from the coaches that I didn't feel with any of the other places that I was looking to go. And obviously it's in Fresno, and that's right where I live, and I like it here, so yeah.
So when we were talking with Bo and Shamar a little bit, obviously they were talking about their experience, you know, through the years that they've been here. As a newcomer, what was your first impression of the program?
Well, it was a very impressive program, and it's a very impressive D2 school. And coming in, obviously in high school, I had been through tough workouts, but all of the workouts that were put through here are very strategic, and I've already seen a lot of growth in myself. So, yeah.
So what's your major?
I'm a pre-health major right now.
Pre-health. What are your plans after, or ambitions after? You're still young, but you know, after college, what are you looking at? You know,
eventually, I would like to become a podiatrist.
There we go. Eventually, mm-hmm. See, you, yes. that's where I was getting at. Yes. You understood where I was going. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You were coming up again. Everyone keeps looking at my notes, and you said not very many notes for me. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So obviously I'm a freshman right now, so I don't have all of the accolades that the previous two guys did. But so in high school I was a 300 hurdler, and I ran the 400. And in college, I mean, I've always kind of had pretty good speed endurance, so I want to build on that, and my coaches listened to me, and we are going to kind of maybe transition me into an 800 runner now. So I'm testing the waters, and we're just going to see how that goes, and we've adjusted my training for that. So right now, that's kind of my main focus. And at the upcoming meet this weekend, I will be running the 800 for the first time, which is super exciting.
So you're excited. Yeah. You're excited to run the 800 for the first time. Tell us a little bit more about what goes into that preparation, maybe kind of the high school, the college jump, and then again, like you said, adding an event. How big of a change is that? What kind of preparation and whatnot goes into that from your side of things?
Yeah, so in high school, like I said, I had been put through tough workouts, but everything here is so strategic. And so I've just been especially transitioning from a 400 runner to an 800 runner. I've been adding on mileage, obviously. And my coaches make sure that, like, I'm not overdoing it or overtraining at all, because it is a lot on the body. But yeah, it's a lot of work, and yeah.
So I've got here that you won the 600 meters at the Westmont Sunshine Open earlier in February. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that. You know, what was that like competing in that and then coming away with the win?
Oh, yeah. So that was kind of the first, like, longer race that I've done. Prior to that, the longest that I had run was a 400. So I went into it having no idea what to expect. I had no idea how my body would feel. But obviously, the training that I've been doing has been working, and obviously Foster knows what he's doing because it's paying off. So honestly, it just made me hungry for the 800 and to see what I can do with 200 more meters.
Okay, you were mentioning Coach Foster. He has been kind of sitting over your shoulder, smiling, kind of quietly as he's been watching this interview. What's it been like having him as a coach as a freshman?
So I was really terrified of him at first, but he's really nice when you get to know him. And I like him when he doesn't torture me with workouts. But even in that, he's a great coach. He's very supportive, very receptive. If I complain to him, he really listens to me and he adjusts my training. And obviously, I had an interest in the 800, and he was very receptive to that and adjusted my training plan. And I really, really appreciate having a coach who's willing to help me grow.
So what was it, and forgive me if you answered this in one of your other answers, what was it that kind of that made you want to ask Coach, say, hey, I want to go run the 800?
Yeah, so in high school, my coach was always like, Gianna, you'd be such a good 800 runner. Like, you need to run the 8, you need to run the 8. I was like, no, I'm okay. And then coming into college, obviously I did the hurdles, but the high school that I went to, they didn't really have a great hurdle, like, training program. It's never really been like my favorite thing. I was just kind of put in it to score points. But in workouts, I do excel, like in the speed endurance workouts, and I'm pretty good at recovering quickly from just like the reps. So I've always wanted to see what it would be like in an 800. And at the end of my 4, I always feel like I have a little more to give, which maybe means I just need to run faster in the 4. But, yeah.
So, Avi, again, you were saying you're from, Madera Ranchos. Mm-hmm. You wanted to stay, close mm-hmm. to Fresno. This year, I was talking with Coach about this earlier, but you got 3 chances to compete here in Fresno with the Sunbird Invitational mm-hmm. this weekend. Then West Coast Relays at the end of March, and mm-hmm. then PacWest Championships at the end of April. Are you excited to be able to showcase your skills in Fresno 3 times this year?
Oh, yes, I am very excited. Yeah, my parents are going to come out and watch, and my high school coach, and it's just going to be really nice to have all those people around me who care about me and cheering me on to help me run faster.
Chance for everybody, not just your parents, everybody can come watch
yes.
the Sunbird Invitational.
Everyone should watch.
That yes. is, and you heard it right there. You heard it right there. She's going to be running the 800 for the first time. That's going to be must-see.
Yeah, guys, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it this weekend, Gianna Menchu. Before we let you go, I do have a question for you. Since Pablo is gone, I am mm-hmm. filling in. The questions are from the men's basketball team. Ryan Brom asks, what are your superstitions, if you have any?
Oh, gosh. So I really try not to have any. But, oh, gosh, let me think. I do have, like, race socks that I wear.
That counts.
But, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Just the race socks.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, and then I always eat a banana in the morning.
So race socks and a bit. Do you wash the socks?
Obviously, yes. I know some people who have like race underwear and then they don't wash them, and that's disgusting. But anyways.
Glad that yours is just clean race socks.
Yes, clean race socks.
All right, Gianna Menchu, thank you so much. Let's bring in Jackson Paramo as we slide the microphone around. You didn't get the chair with wheels. What's up with that?
I don't know. As long as I have a chair.
Yeah, you do have a chair. You're also a local product out of Buchanan. Tell us a little bit about what brought you to Fresno Pacific.
Yeah, so I really did not take a lot of other visits other places. I garnered attention from another D2 up in the GNAC and a few other like NAIA schools across the country. But yeah, Fresno is a place I know and I love. I grew up here, and obviously I knew that the program was very successful. I was paying close attention to that, especially throughout my senior year, trying to figure out like what can I do, where what level can I get to, and that's what drew me to there. So
I've got here you're a pole vaulter. None of the other 3 that have come in, they're all sprints or distance. Tell us a little bit about how you got into pole vault.
So my father, Nick Paramo, for any historians out there, he vaulted at Fresno State, not at the same time as Coach Foster here. I think he was more around like 98 to 02, maybe. But he had a PR of 5.35 meters in college. And so he was my high school coach. He was also my honors math 2 teacher my freshman year at one point, which was a cool experience in itself. But getting coached by my dad in high school was pretty cool. And so I'm able to talk with him, you know, about the sport whenever I'm doing it. So, yeah.
So there is a fairly large track kind of, you know, kind of culture here in the Valley that maybe a lot of people don't know about. Can you shed a little bit more light on, you know, the Fresno Central Valley kind of track culture?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think like, especially just even more, overarching is just that the West Coast is like is where I think the real speed is. And I take a lot of pride in being obviously from Fresno. But then Fresno is also a greater part of the West Coast. And even within our own team here at FPU, we have a lot of like Gianna and like my, you know, former high school teammate Bo, a lot of talent from the Valley itself or from even a little bit past, you know, LA or in the Bay Area. But we have a lot of people throughout California that we have been able to bring onto the program and really significantly improve. And so, Fresno is just another, I'm hoping eventually, you know, the goal is to build this program into something that is top tier. And, but I definitely think that Fresno has always been a hub for that, at the very least.
And I mentioned to Coach a little bit earlier that, the team kind of seems maybe like they're picking up where they left off of from last year. Do you feel the same way? And if so, why?
Yes, 100%. My goal as a, you know, pole vaulter and decathlete, it's to try and, you know, ultimately, how many points can I score at conference? And eventually, you know, can I help my team score at nationals? And that's always the goal, is to place as high as we possibly can at nationals. You know, we recorded the first, I believe, the first national champions in D2 history for FPU with that 4x4 team not too long ago. And we're still trying to chase that. We're trying to get back to that level and just each year get more and more competitive on the national stage. That's a big goal of our head coach, Ray Winter, because he's built this program into quite an amazing program from where he took the reins over when we made the switch over from NAI to D2 in 2013. And so just to see the progress, it feels good to be a part of that. But yeah, that's always the goal, is to try and just get better and better each year at the national stage.
Yeah, you mentioned that national championship. It brings back a memory sitting in this very studio when Coach Winter came in and he says, I got a surprise for you. And he holds up the trophies, and I got to take a picture. I got to take a picture with it. I was feeling so cool. I was like, I've never held a national championship trophy. Made me look awesome. You mentioned the decathlon. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's doing 10 different things. Mm-hmm. How do you train for each of those specifically when, in reality, you know, you do have to compete and do all of them?
Yeah, it is a lot on the body, like Gianna said. If you think Gianna's doing a lot on the body, she doesn't know nothing. I'm just kidding. We all take a lot on our body in the own way. Obviously, it's hard. But I think just the volume of training, because you have so many different events to train for, that's what is difficult about the decathlon. But that being said, really, it just comes down to, A, having a good speed base, which is, you know, almost every event you need speed. Like, even in javelin and even through the ring and shot and disc, you need speed. And just getting stronger. It's really just like you're training for mainly speed and just a variety of other quirks and whatnot you can add to your workout routine and whatnot. But really it just comes all down to speed and a lot of plyometric strength, I would say, too, in addition. But yeah.
So you cracked FPU's top 10 in the decathlon last year at the PacWest Championships. Obviously, new year. How do you go about setting goals for yourself? Do you have any goals, you know, specific goals maybe, not even just for the year, maybe even, you know, just for Saturday or, you know, how do you go about setting your goals?
Well, I definitely, for Saturday, I actually don't even have any goals in specific, and now that you make me think about it, which is probably not good. I probably should set some goals out for myself. I know Foster's not looking at me happy right now. But as for the season, yeah, it's to make it to nationals, and whether that be in the decathlon or in pole vault, you know, for something in decathlon, it would take somewhere around 7,000 points, which would be right up there at that school record with Brett Lombardi, who currently holds the school record. And I'm good friends with him. I've talked with him about training a whole bunch, even though, you know, he's no longer here at the school. He's been a good impact on my life. And then on top of that, just, you know, if I can make it individually in the pole vault, you know, that was my main event coming in from high school, and it's still something that I focus on. It's, you know, the primary focus of my training. It would take around like 5.10 meters. So about like 16.9 for it, just to get a gauge in case you guys are wondering what that looks like. But yeah, those are the goals for the year. Definitely.
So I've got a note here. It says, are you also running the 4x400 meter relay this year?
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, I've got to run a 4x4 this week, but I had to run one at Westmont, and I had to run one at Reno. And I say had to because the 400 is just not universally a fun experience. But doing a 4x4 makes it a little bit easier because you have teammates to die with you. But that being said, yes, like I said, I've got a lot faster this year and built on the speed that we built last year. And so ideally, you know, I definitely think that our A team right now, we've got a group of great guys, and I'm there to try and push them. I'm trying to it's not really necessarily a competition at practice every time you're out there. But I definitely, am trying to be on the squad to go at the very least, you know, if I can't make it to nationals in the decathlon or in the pole vault, you know, you need a backup alternate in that 4x4 relay. And so that's what I'm hopefully trying to reach for.
But what I know I asked Gianna, what's your major here at Fresno Pacific?
It's now communication. When I started, it was environmental studies, and then I made the switch, at the very end of my sophomore year.
I've got here, it says you're a very good photographer. Tell us a little bit about that. You like to get behind the lens.
Yeah, so I own a small little self-made business, I guess you could say. It's called Poop Photography. And so you might be able to catch me at a few high school games around the town. I haven't been as active recently, but I'd say I'm decent at taking photos of sports. So
do you take a camera to your own meets?
Last year I did, especially my freshman year, I really did because I was only doing pole vault. And so that afforded me a lot of time at the meets to be able to like invest in my teammates and capture their moments. You know, it's a important thing to capture moments that, you know, we're trying to preserve in history forever, for, you know, these athletes, like, you 4 years and this is it, you know, as of recent, not so much, but, me and a few other teammates who can also get behind the lens, Damian Smith and, Devin Kelly, we get it done. So,
all right, last one for you. Again, these are the questions that Pablo would normally ask at the end. And this one is actually probably my favorite question. Tyler Parr from the men's basketball team wonders, what's your take on Jimmy Guzman being your athletic trainer?
That's funny. I just saw Tyler this morning in my Bible literature class. So shout out Tyler Parr for the question. But I think he's great. I love his beard. It's very well trimmed every time I see him. And I get into some good conversations with him. I think he's a good role model of how to lead, and especially as a Christian, to lead. You know, to work with him, it's always something that I'm able to get something out of. And even if, you know, all I'm doing is getting a consult and it turns out I don't actually need any treatment that day, I learned something new. So
Jimmy's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
All right, thank you. Let's swing it over to Coach real quick. Coach, we have your question. This one is from Coach CJ Haydock. Okay. We touched on this a little bit earlier, but what has been the most fulfilling part of stepping into your new role?
Oh, that's easy. Watching that light bulb go on and the athletes when they get it and they do something they've never done before, and I just sit back and smile.
as you've been doing. I mean, yeah. That is true. We've been sitting in here for, you know, almost an hour now, and it seems like, you know, every single answer that one of your student athletes has been giving, you've either been shrugging or laughing or smiling. Tell us a little bit what it's like to coach a group of kids like this.
It's pretty phenomenal. Like I said earlier, just watching these athletes come in, and I think one of our athletes touched on it earlier. Most of the athletes, we were about 80% Valley, and that's pretty cool. And to watch athletes from the Valley come to our program, be disciplined, you know, take in the information and grow and just excel in all areas, it's been pretty cool to watch.
All right, last one before we let you go, and we'll keep it quick. Why should people come out to the Sunbird Invitational and watch this group?
Because there's going to be fireworks. There's going to be spikes thrown off because they're on fire. So it's going to be great. They've been working super hard in the fall, and they're just ready to go, and they're going to shine.
All right, Coach, thank you. Real quick before we get out of here, we'll let you know what's coming up this week at Fresno Pacific. We just talked about it, the Sunbird Invitational Saturday at the FPU track at the Steinert Athletic Complex. Competition starts at 10 a.m. Also on Saturday, the women's water polo team will be taking on Chapman University and University of Laverne at Sunnyside High. Those games tipping off at 10 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. respectively. And then next Wednesday, men's and women's tennis will take on Fresno City at the Hawk Tennis Complex at Fresno Pacific. The men's match will start at 10 a.m. The women's match will start at 2 o'clock. A big thank you to Fresno Pacific Track and Field Head Coach Robert Foster and student athletes Jackson Paramo, Gianna Menchu, Bo Olson, and Shamar Palmer. It's been Eric Bentley filling in for Paul Metters, and you've been listening to another episode of the Sunbird Sports Show.